Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we're taking the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. It's not per se my gut reaction to head basketball coach Tim Miles getting a contract extension because I'm putting it out the next day, not immediately afterwards, like within 30 minutes, like I typically do. So it's kind of my quick and official reaction to Tim Miles, the Nebraska basketball coach, receiving an extension. Now, full disclosure, I heard about this while I was watching my daughter's hockey game, then we went to gymnastics, and then we went to MMA, so I took some notes in the car. I literally came straight here to record this. I haven't even changed my clothes. I'm wearing the same full disclosure, same jacket I wore my freshman year at Nebraska in 2002, because I'm as old as a fossil and a dinosaur, as my kids tell me. I lost a bunch of weight, and I could wear it again. In fact, it's a little baggy. I might need to hit the weight room just a little bit. All right, now, 1897, February 2nd, was Nebraska basketball program's first game. It was a win, 11-8 score over Lincoln YMCA. Their all-time record is 1,474 wins, 1,337 losses, with a winning percentage of 524. They have seven NCAA tournament appearances all-time and 120-plus years of playing basketball. Now, Nebraska, unfortunately, has the distinction of being the only major college program to never win an NCAA tournament game. Now, we do have a title, so to speak, 1996 NIT tournament champions, also 1994 conference tournament champions, and we had some regular season championships from back in the day. Now, why am I talking about this? Why am I bringing this up? What does this have to do with Tim Miles, Adam? This ain't even not all this glorious stuff that you want to hear. Here's what I'm looking at. The last time Nebraska basketball made the NCAA tournament was 1998. They made it six times total before Tim Miles took over as head coach. Within the first couple years, he had them in the NCAA tournament. You look at where we're at right now. Where's the program trending? Are we trending down? I'm not trying to diss Mike Riley, but at the football program, when he was the head coach here, was trending the wrong way. It was easy to see. Are we staying even keel? I would say we're getting healthier. I would say we're getting more athletic. I would say last year we should have made the NCAA tournament. Should have been a second time. Doesn't help that we lost first round in the NIT. I get that. But going into the season, did you know that out of 14 teams in the Big Ten Conference, we were picked to finish 13th, because that all mathematically makes sense in the Big Ten Conference. But we finished 4th at the end of the regular season. Now, I know we lost to Michigan, who we beat by 20 points earlier that year, and a team that also went on to win 15 straight games before losing a national championship game to one of the best recent college basketball teams in history. Ladies and gentlemen, it's trending the right direction. I love Miles' enthusiasm. It's only a one-year extension. I support this. Go Big Red Noise. Remember, throw the bird. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.